Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Because of complaints about alleged inadequate work by a Clifford Village employee, there will not be a pay raise given to that individual. During discussions, it was noted that some work around town is not getting done. Some of the complaints included the curve at the north end of town needing gravel, the triangle at the north end of Main Street needing to be smoothed out, and the signs in town needing to have weeding done around them. The village clerk and the treasurer will still each be receiving their 4% wage increase. And another local and regional news for today. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Department purchased some of the newest technology available that can be used in a variety of situations. The sheriff bought drones in a variety of models and sizes. Each drone model has different functions and can be used in various situations. There is a larger drone that is capable of being used in almost any weather conditions. The medium-sized model drone can be operated longer in order to cover a larger area. And the smaller drone is being used for locating missing persons to help with crash reconstruction as well as other various functions. Those drones have a handheld screen that each receive a signal of what the drone sees as it is flying over an area. There's also another smaller type drone that can be sent into dangerous situations or sent into a building to check out what the situation is instead of sending in a police officer. The drone's operator wears goggles in order to see what the drone sees. The cost of the drones is $30,000, which also included the cost of training officers to use them, as well as getting the officers certified as drone operators. The cost of the drones, the training, and the certification was all covered by a millage levy for the Sheriff's Department operations. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Law enforcement leaders in Charlotte, North Carolina, say a federal immigration crackdown centered around the city appears to be tapering off as of Thursday. But a Homeland Security official insists that the operation will continue. Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin says the operation is not over and will not be ending anytime soon. That comes after both the local sheriff and the police department said earlier in the day that the crackdown appeared to be over less than a week after it began. Homeland Security officials say about 370 people have been arrested over the past 5 days since the North Carolina enforcement began. And in other national and international news, the U.S. Coast Guard is poised to change some of its language and policies surrounding the display of hate symbols such as swastikas and nooses, as well as how personnel report those hate incidents. The service stressed, however, that the symbols will remain prohibited. The updated policy is seen by the Coast Guard as a way to strengthen its ability to report, investigate, and prosecute violators. A Coast Guard message in 2020 said symbols like swastikas and nooses were, quote, widely identified with oppression or hatred and display a potential hate incident. The Coast Guard policy dated this month calls those same symbols, quote, potentially divisive. The new policy is set to take effect on December the 15th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Thursday, November 20th of 2025. Wayne J. Schwarzendruber, age 80 of Pigeon, passed away on November the 8th of 2025. A memorial service for Wayne J. Schwarzendruber will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December the 13th, at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Wayne's family will be present to receive friends at the funeral home on Saturday from 1 p.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. In lieu of flowers, contributions can instead be made to the Thumb Bread Basket or to Faith in Action. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Richard Eugene Gettner, age 90 of Cass City, passed away on November the 18th of 2025. A celebration of life for Richard Eugene Gettner will be held at the St. John's Catholic Church in Ubley on Friday, November the 28th. Visitation will be at the church at 10 a.m., and a memorial mass will follow at 11. There'll be a luncheon at the St. John's Parish Center following the mass. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Alzheimer's Research, and messages of condolence can be sent to Virginia Gettner at Meadow Lanes, 150 Meadow Lane in Bad Axe, Michigan, 48413. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.